welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Advaita Chandra Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic Avadhoot Shiromani Sri Nityananda Ram. Today is the most auspicious day of the appearance of Lord Nityananda. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association and time. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Wish you all a very happy Nityananda Trayodashi. On this auspicious day, I am very, very grateful and feel myself fortunate to be able to speak on the glories of Lord Nityananda. I am completely unqualified but in the mood of a dwarf trying to catch a moon for my own purification. I'd like to share some pastimes of Lord Nityananda and for the pleasure of all the devotees. Hopefully we all will feel inspired to take shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. With this, we can start. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. We will read the Nityananda Pranam Mantra. Nityanandam aham naomi sarvananda karam param harinam pradam devam avadhuta shiromanim. I bow down to the Supreme Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the crest jewel of all avadhutas, who gives the topmost ecstatic bliss to all by freely distributing the holy names of Krishna. Sankarshana karana toyashayi garbhodashayi sapayobdhashayi sveshaschayasyam sa kalasa nitya nandakhyarama sharanam mamastu. May Sri Nityananda Prabhu be the constant remembrance. Sankarshan, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, Kshirodakshai Vishnu, as well as Sesha are his expansions and the expansions of his expansions. That same Nityananda Prabhu is none other than Balaram. From Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela 1.7. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nithinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatari jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shri vasadi gaur bhakta vrinda hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare So today we are discussing the glories of Avadhoot Shiromani Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And as we discussed in his Pranam Mantra, that he is the crest jewel of all Avadhutas. Avadhuta means someone who is completely transcendental to the material realm, who is completely absorbed in transcendental reality. And as a result, sometimes Avadhuta does not have to follow the rules and regulations of the material world. The example is given of when we are driving on a road, we have to follow the signal. When we are driving on the road, if it's a red signal, we stop. If it's a green signal, we go. If it's a yellow signal or an orange signal, then we have to slow down. Although, when people see the orange signal, they tend to speed it up so that before it goes red, they want to pass through. But the purpose of the orange signal is to slow down. So sometimes when Prabhupada would explain that when old age is coming up, then it's a sign for us to reduce our material activities. Just like when the orange signal is there, we have to slow down and then stop at the red light. The red light is compared to death. And so when old age comes, we are supposed to slow down our material sense gratification, but the mind is such that it convinces us to increase, because we say we don't have much time left, so I need to increase my sense gratification and get squeezed out of my senses as much as possible. But when we are driving on the road, we have to follow all these rules and regulations. However, someone who is flying on an airplane, even though right below him are all the signals and the road signs, the person in the airplane doesn't have to follow them. The flight can go as it wishes. Of course, it has other rules, which are transcendental rules. Similarly, one who is in the Avadhuta status of life, they are not really required to follow the material rules and regulations, because whatever they do, they are completely transcendentally absorbed. And that was Lord Nityananda. The Avadhuta status is not given so easily to general people, because we tend to imitate such Avadhuta status. But this is Avadhuta Shiromani, the crest jewel of all Avadhutas, is Lord Nityananda, who is none other than Balaram, as we explained in the next verse that was from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says that Lord Nityananda is non-different from Balaram, from Sankarshan, from Garbhodakshayi, on whom Lord Vishnu resides. And it is also explained that Vrajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo Sei Balaram Hoilo Nitai. That one who is the son of Vrajendra, which is Nanda Maharaj, he is the son of Sachi Mata also, who is none other than Lord Chaitanya. Lord Krishna, Rajendra Nandan, is same as Sachi Suta, who is Lord Chaitanya. Balaram Hoilo Nitai, and Balaram appears as Lord Nityananda. Krishna appears as Lord Chaitanya, Balaram appears as Lord Nityananda. It is not that Krishna incarnates as Lord Chaitanya. Krishna is Lord Chaitanya. Krishna is the avatari. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya is the same avatari as Krishna. He is non-different. Balaram hoilo nitai. Nitai is not an incarnation of Balaram. He is Balaram himself. So, here we understand how Lord Balaram comes as Nityananda Prabhu. He appeared in this world on this most auspicious Trayodashi in the year 1474, exactly 12 years before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya appeared in 1486, 12 years before, in 1474, in Ekachakra Dham, in Birbhum district, Lord Nityananda appeared. And with his appearance, his father's name was Harai Pandit, his mother's name was Padmavati, and Nitai was the apple of both of their eyes. They would adore Lord Nitai. Any time Nitai would be away from their eyes, they would get so worried. They would want Nitai always with them. And Nitai is non-different than Balaram, who was very, very naughty. Krishna and Balaram both were very naughty. And so Balaram, in his childhood, he would go and he would enact the pastimes. Nitai, in his childhood, would go out and enact the pastimes of Lord Balaram. Now we understand that when Balaram, in Mahabharata, when he was there, he chose not to participate in the Mahabharata war. And instead, because his disciple Duryodhan was there, his disciple Bhima was also there, he didn't want to take sides. And so he chose that he would go on a pilgrimage. While he was on a pilgrimage, in Krishna book we see that he came to a place where Roma Harshana Sutta was giving a Bhagavatam class. He was a Vedic scholar. Roma Harshana Sutta was in Srimad Bhagavatam, was actually a Vedic scholar. He was speaking on the Vedas, on Bhagavatam. Of course, Bhagavatam is eternal, and the pastimes of the Lord are eternal, and he was speaking. Just then, Lord Balaram appeared on the scene. And at that time, everyone in the assembly, in fact, Roma Harshana Sutta was not a Brahmana by birth, but he was elevated to that level because of his being a disciple of Srila Vyasadeva, and because of being trained under Srila Vyasadeva, he was given a status even higher than Brahmanas. All the Brahmanas were sitting when Sri Balaram appeared. They all rose in respect. But Roma Harshana Sutta, in his understanding of being a representative of Vyasadeva on the Vyasasan, he felt that it is not a transgression of etiquette if the person on Vyasasan does not get up when a great personality arrives. But Lord Balaram is not just a great personality. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. That's where he made a mistake. And Lord Balaram, considering this as a transgression of etiquette, being the avadhut that he is, he took the kusha grass, the blade of kusha grass, and threw it at Roma Harshana Sutta and killed him just by the blade of grass, by the kusha trina. And everyone in the assembly was surprised. What just happened? We actually anointed Roma Harshana Sutta as our leader because of his qualifications. And by doing this, you actually denied all of our anointing him as the as our leader. So Balaram said, well, he transgressed the etiquette, but if you want, I can bring him back to life. And all the assembled sages said, no, we don't want to go against your decision. You felt that he should be killed. He's fortunate to have been killed by your lotus hands. He has achieved liberation. So we don't want to take that away from him, that privilege away from him. However, you can similarly bless and anoint his son, Ugrasava Suta. The son of Romaharshana Suta is Ugrasava Suta. And bless him to be the best of all sages and anoint him as our leader. And that's how Ugrasava Suta, who later became Suta Goswami, who is known as Suta Goswami, was anointed as the leader by the blessings of Lord Balaram. And by the same blessings, this Ugrasava Suta, who is known as Suta Goswami, had the privilege of sitting in the assembly of Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadev Goswami and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam directly from Shukadev Goswami. And later, he relayed the entire Bhagavatam as he had heard to the sages of Naimisharanya, which we come to accept as the Bhagavatam for Kali Yuga. And so here, something very, very important is that Sri Balaram, he killed Romaharshana Suta with a blade of grass, of Kusha grass, Kusha Trina. The same Balaram, when he came as Nitai, about him, it is said, Jare dekha tare kohe dante trina dhari amare kiniya loho bhajo gaura hari. Which means that Jare dekha tare kohe dante trina dhari, which means about Lord Nityananda, it is described that whoever he would see, to them, he would say with straw in his teeth, Dante Trina Dhari. Trina is straw. The same straw that he used to kill Romaharshana Suta as Lord Balaram, he used the same straw as humility to kill the demoniac propensities amongst the people of Kali Yuga. Dante Trinadhari, Amara Kiniya Lohe, Bhajo Gaurahari. That if you worship Gaurahari, if you worship Lord Chaitanya, you will purchase me. That was his conviction. That was his humility. That was his request and prayer to all of us. Please, please worship Lord Chaitanya. And then you will purchase me, Nitai. I request you with straw between my teeth. That is the purpose of Lord Nityananda, simply to assist Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes. In fact, we cannot approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without the mercy and the blessings and the love of Lord Nityananda. And we cannot approach the blessings and mercy of Lord Nityananda without the mercy of our gurus, of our Guru Varga. Parama Karuna Pahudhui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra. Nitai Gaura Chandra. They have come, they are the most merciful. Shabavatara Sarashiromani Kevala Ananda Khanda. Sabavatar of all the incarnations, they are the essence. Sarashiromani, they are the essence of all the incarnations. Kevala Ananda Khanda, and they've broken the storehouse, the treasure house of bliss, and distributing to everyone. They're distributing it to everyone without any qualification. No qualification is seen. Whether someone is sinful, whether someone is offensive, whatever, there is no qualification. Only qualification is that we must be eager to accept it, to accept what they are giving us with love. That's their mercy. Mercy by nature means something that we do not deserve. If we deserve it, then it would be karma. We get our karma, good karma, bad karma, based on what we deserve. But mercy is over and above what we deserve. When we ask for mercy, we must beg for mercy. It's like a beggar. A beggar, he cannot come to us on the street, to the people on the street, and say, I deserve your money. Give me whatever you have. That's not mercy. For mercy, we have to beg. If we go to a restaurant and sit, and then we ask the waiter, bring us some food, and we pay for it. When the waiter brings food, do we say, oh, it's your mercy that you gave me this food? No, we don't say that. Like, yeah, we deserved it, we paid for it, we deserve it. But the beggar, when he asks for food in the same restaurant, he comes with a mood that I don't deserve it. I have nothing to pay for it. But out of the greatness of your heart, if you are willing to give me something, I beg for it. That's the meaning of begging. Begging includes the emotion of understanding that I do not deserve. I do not deserve this. That is the only qualification that's needed. That we accept it, whatever Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are giving, with a grateful heart. When we accept it with a grateful heart, then we can actually be qualified to receive it. If we don't have a grateful heart, if we don't have a humble heart, if we think that we deserve it, then we don't deserve it. If we think that we do not deserve, it is your mercy, then Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, then we can accept it. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will give us even if we don't deserve it. It's just that we won't be able to receive it until we are in this mood of gratefulness, of being grateful. This is what Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda came to teach us by their own example. Dante Trinadhari, with straw between their teeth, they are begging us, accept it. And we need to accept it gratefully as their mercy, not being proud that I got it because I deserve it. So Nityananda Prabhu is such an incarnation of Lord Balaram. He is Lord Balaram himself. When he was in his childhood pastimes, he would gather all his friends and they would all go inside a house and close all the doors and windows so that it becomes dark. And in that darkness, they would celebrate Janmashtami, because Lord Krishna appeared at midnight. So they would go in the evening and close everything, make it appear as if it's a midnight, and then start performing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And then someone would go and take a doll of baby Krishna on a basket on their head and cross one of the rivers. And Lord Nityananda would explain to them all the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. And everyone would be surprised. How does Nitai know so much about the pastimes? He doesn't even know how to read and write yet. How has he read all these scriptures, all these pastimes which even the greatest of the scholars are not able to understand? One day, Nitai played the pastime of Lakshman. Because Nitai is same as Balaram and the same as Lakshman, who is an incarnation of Balaram. And as Lakshman, he enacted the pastime where he was hit by an arrow and then he was completely unconscious. And the way he became unconscious, everyone was surprised. Wow, this looks exactly like Lakshmana. And then everyone started clapping and coming to Nitai and saying, very good, very good. And Nitai was still unconscious with his eyes closed. And then after some time, the boys got worried. Nitai, Nitai, wake up, you did a good job. It was a great, great drama. Now it's over, now it's time to go home. And Nitai would still be unconscious. Not wake up. And then Harai Pandit and all the different elders of the village came and they got worried. Why is Nitai not waking up? Why is he still unconscious? And then one of the boys remembered, Nitai had said, when I become unconscious, when Lakshman becomes unconscious, get some water from the Padmavati Kund. So this boy, he enacted as Hanuman. He went, he got some water for Padmavati Kund, he got some herbs, he got all of them together, and then gave it to Nitai. As soon as Nitai smelt it, he woke up from his unconscious state and started jumping and dancing. And everyone became so happy seeing Nitai jumping and dancing. With pastimes like these, Nitai was charming everyone and attracting everyone. One day, when Nitai was 12 years old, in 1486, coinciding with the same year when Lord Chaitanya appeared, on that day, a sannyasi came to the village of Ekachakra. And this sannyasi, he had such effulgence that everyone was attracted to him. Everyone wanted to naturally, spontaneously serve him. And Harai Ojha, Harai Pandit, he asked the sannyasi to grace his house. The sannyasi said, I will grace your house. I will accept your hospitality on one condition. He said, what condition? That whatever I ask, you will fulfill my condition. Ayodhya said, of course, but please come and grace my house. He went to the house, he served the sannyasi was very happy, and as he was about to leave, the sannyasi said, do you remember my condition? And Ayodhya said, yes, yes, please tell me. I'm willing to completely do whatever you say, follow your instruction. The sannyasi said that, I am a sannyasi. I'm traveling all over. I need a brahmachari assistant. And I ask for your son to be my assistant, to travel with me. Harayoja and Padmavati. Padmavati was inside cooking. Her heart broke into two. Harai Pandit started crying. Anything but Nityananda Prabhu. I can give you anything that you want. Just please don't take my Nitai. And this whole scene was reminded of how in Ramayana, when Vishwamitra came to get Lord Ramachandra, how Dasharatha's heart was broken. But with a broken heart, Dasharatha fulfilled his duty and allowed Lord Ramachandra to go with Vishwamitra. And in the same way, in the same mood, Harai Pandit was devastated, but he fulfilled his word. And so Nitai went with this sannyasi. In many places, this sannyasi is called as Shankar Aranya Swami. Some say he was a disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha. Some say he was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. But be it as it may be, this Shankararana Swami went with Nitai and traveled all over India. And in all these different places, when Nitai traveled, he took initiation from Lakshmipati Tirtha, who was the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri is the first in our sampradaya who manifested the gopi bhav in his mind, in his soul. And so the Diksha Guru of Lord Nityananda is Lakshmipati Tirtha, but the Shiksha Guru is Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was his godbrother, but still he took Shiksha from Madhavendra Puri, and therefore Nityananda Prabhu is considered to be a disciple of Madhavendra Puri more than Lakshmipati Tirtha. Because ours is a Shiksha Parampara. So in this way, he went all over, and everywhere that he went, he was chanting the holy names himself, but he would not broadcast the chanting of the holy names yet. Out of respect and etiquette to Lord Chaitanya, he understood his role is to assist Lord Chaitanya in spreading the mission of distributing the holy names to everyone. But he understood also that he should not be the one to start the distribution. He would start the distribution of the holy names only when Lord Chaitanya starts it. And then he can assist Lord Chaitanya. So for 12 years, he did not broadcast the glories of the holy name, even though he was accepting it within his heart himself. Then, after traveling many places, he reached Vrindavan, Sri Vrindavan Dham. There, he went to all the pastimes, places of Krishna and Balaram, and he came to Govardhan Hill. At Govardhan Hill, he came in front of a particular cave in Govardhan. And outside there, he shouted, Shridam, Shridam, come out! And suddenly, they heard loud thumps. The Govardhan Hill and the ground around Govardhan Hill started shaking. And this huge, giant, 14 feet tall man came out of the cave. And he said, who is it? Who is calling my name? This was none other than Shridam, who was the cowherd boyfriend of Lord Balaram himself. And Nityananda Prabhu was 8 feet tall, which is much high according to our standards even. But compared to 14 feet, Nityananda Prabhu was looking up to Shridam. And he said, Shridam, do you recognize me? And Shridam said, no, who are you? And Nityananda Prabhu said, I am Balaram. And he said, you are Balaram? You could not be Balaram. Balaram had a plow. You just have a kamandalu. And Nityananda Prabhu said, no, believe me, I'm Balaram. He said, okay, if you are Balaram, then prove it. Nityananda Prabhu said, tell me how I can prove. I will be able to prove to you that I am Balaram. And Shridama said, you know what? I have been waiting in this cave for a long, long time, because Krishna told me, wait here and I will come back. Krishna and Balaram told me, wait here and we will come back. And since then I'm waiting here. And Nityananda Prabhu said, that's why I have come. After 4,500 years, I have come to pick you up. Now you can come out because I'm Balaram. He said, okay, if you say you are Balaram, then only Balaram was able to defeat me in a running race around Govardhan. We used to run around Govardhan, and I would always come first. Only Balaram could defeat me. If you are Balaram, then let's have a running race around Govardhan. If you can defeat me, let alone complete the running race around the Govardhan Hill, then I will accept that you are Balaram. Nityananda Prabhu said, all right, I accept the challenge. Ready, set, 1, 2, 3, go! And both of them started running. This 14-foot Sridham with his big legs and 8 feet Nityananda Prabhu, they were both running and running and running. And they went all around Lota Baba, all around Radhakund, and came back to the cave. And Nityananda Prabhu defeated Sridham. This way Sridhama accepted, Balaram, you are Balai, but how come you are in this form? And then Nityananda Prabhu explained that I am Balaram, but Krishna has come as Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip, and I have come to assist in his pastimes, and now you must come to assist in his pastimes. Sridham said, how do I assist in his pastimes? And Nityananda Prabhu manifested his plow. And with his plow, he stuck the plow on his shoulder and pulled him down. And Sridham became the same height as Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu said, from now on, you will be known as Abhiram Thakur. And thus Abhiram Thakur appeared. He's one of the associates of Lord Nityananda, who assisted in Lord Chaitanya in spreading the mission of the holy name. In fact, it is said that he had a whip known as Jai Mangala. The name of his whip was Jai Mangal, and it was so famous that anyone who would get a slashing from that whip would get the love of God, would get Krishna Prema instantly. About this Abhiram Thakur, it was also famous that if he pays obeisances to someone, and if that person is not a pure devotee of Krishna, that person's head would break into pieces. And so when Abhiram Thakur went to Navadvip, everyone would be afraid. Please don't pay obeisances to me. Please don't pay obeisances to me. But then he paid obeisances to one devotee, a little boy known as Raghunandan, who was the same boy, if you remember the pastime, where this little Raghunandan, there was the son of Mukunda, who asked him to offer laddu to the deity. And he offered, in his innocence, offered the laddu to the deity. And when the deity did not actually eat, he started insisting, please eat, please eat. My father has instructed me. I want you to eat. And seeing the innocent love, the deity of Gopal came and started, ate half the laddu. And then gave the other half to Raghunandan. And then when Mukunda came, Raghunandan said, I offered. He said, where is the other half? Well, the deity ate it. Gopal ate it. And Mukunda said, well, maybe Raghunandan ate it. And he's saying that Gopal ate it. And no, believe me, it's the deity who ate it. So Mukunda, next time he said, okay, offer once more. And next time he hid behind the door and started watching who is actually eating. And he actually saw in front of his eyes, Gopal came and he ate half the laddu. And Mukunda was very, very surprised and pleased at the devotion of his little son Raghunandan. The same Raghunandan, he became famous all over his village. And Abhiram Thakur heard of the glories of Raghunandan, and he wanted to pay obeisances to Raghunandan. He came in ecstasy, running out, Raghunandan, Raghunandan, I want to pay obeisances to you. And Mukunda and the parents of Raghunandan became scared. Oh, please, Abhiram Thakur, please, please, please don't pay obeisances to him. This is just a little boy. If you pay obeisances, and by any chance, he's a great devotee, but by any chance, if there is even an iota of impurity in him, he will die. But Abhiram Thakur was in the parampara of Lord Nityananda. He was an avadhut. He didn't care. He just paid obeisances, and everyone became still. Everyone's eyes were transfixed at little Raghunandan. What would happen now? And nothing happened. And after some time, everyone started rejoicing. This Raghunandan is a pure devotee of the Lord. And Abhiram Thakur, he hugged him and he started dancing, lifting him in his lap. It is the same Sridham who was introduced by Nityananda Prabhu to the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya as Abhiram Thakur. After Vrindavan, Lord Nityananda came to understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, has started his pastimes. He had already gone to Gaya and became and had taken initiation from Srila Ishwara Puri, who was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And in this way, actually, from a Diksha Parampara point of view, Nityananda Prabhu was the grand spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. And from a Shiksha Parampara, he was on the level of the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. But in his mood, he always considered himself as the assistant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the Harinam Sankirtan, the nocturnal kirtans in Srivas Pandit's house, Lord Nityananda was in Vrindavan, and he understood the time has come for him to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so Lord Nityananda went to Navadvip and he hid himself in the house of Nandan Acharya, in the Sri Ishodhyan of Nandan Acharya. And right there, Lord Chaitanya had a dream. He had a dream that a big ratha, a big chariot, came in front of the house of Lord Chaitanya. And from that ratha, when it stopped in the house of Lord Chaitanya, a great personality arose. He was brilliant, shining as hundreds and thousands of moons. And when he had blue turban, he had blue dhoti, and he came down. He came down from the chariot. He had a kamandalu in his hand, and his eyes were like as if they were intoxicated in love of God. Seeing him, Lord Chaitanya was astonished, and a special kind of love was arising in his dream. And then this great personality started shouting, "Nimai! Nimai!" And then Nimai Pandit woke up from his dream. And he shared this dream with Srivas Pandit, with Haridas Thakur, with everyone. And he, Lord Chaitanya, instructed them, go and find this great personality. And Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur said, how do we find this personality? What is his name? Where is he? He is in Navadvip. He's somewhere in Navadvip. You will identify him by your Paramatma within your heart as soon as you see him. Go and find this personality with blue turban, blue dhoti. He'll be brilliant. He'll have a kamandalu in his hand. And Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, everyone went around searching. They searched for 8-9 hours and then came back. They said, we searched everywhere. Every house of a grihastha, every ashram of a sannyasi, every khat in the Ganges, there is no personality like this to be found. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will go. I know where he is hiding. And he walked from Sachi Mata's house to Nandan Acharya's house. It's about a walk of 1.5 kilometers and maybe a mile or so. And he went inside the house of Nandan Acharya. In fact, the ISKCON Mayapur property is right at the entrance of Nandan Acharya Bhavan, Nandan Acharya's house. And right there, he came in. And Nityananda Prabhu was sitting there, as if he was sitting on a throne, with his broad shoulders like a lion, with effulgence coming out of him, with tilak mark everywhere, and his eyes completely intoxicated. His color of it was of reddish gold with a copper hue. If we see our Panchatattva in Sri Mayapur Dham, in the Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir, Nityananda Prabhu was, the pujaris told them that Nityananda Prabhu should have more copper in him so that it gives a reddish gold hue. So Nityananda Prabhu in Panchatattva, if you observe him, when you have his darshan, he will have a reddish gold copper hue in him, more than all the others. This was the color of Lord Nityananda. And then Lord Nityananda asked Srivas Thakur to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam from the 10th canto, which described how Krishna and Balaram would go out and how Krishna would chant the flute, would play the flute and mesmerize all the birds and all the living beings. Even the water of Jamuna would start dancing, hearing the flute of Sri Krishna. This was the description given in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. As Srivas Thakur read this, Lord Nityananda, at the end of this verse of recitation, said, "This is Lord Krishna himself." He introduced Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "This is Lord Krishna himself." And he started jumping in ecstasy. Seeing him in ecstasy, Sri Lord Chaitanya also came into ecstasy. And both of them started jumping so high. They would jump so high together and then drop down unconscious. And devotees would worry. Maybe they broke their bones. But as they would come near them, they would start getting up. And they would start embracing each other and dancing while embracing each other. And in this way, they were flooding everyone with their love. This was the first time that the chant of Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol was inundated. When all the devotees say, Shri Nitai Gaur Sitanath Premanandi Hari Hari Bol, this is indicative of the pastime of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda when they first met. Shri Advaita Acharya was there, Sitanath. And therefore, Shri Nitai Gaur Sitanath Premanandi, Prema Anandi, let us immerse ourselves in the love, in the ecstasy of love, Premananda, of the meeting of Sri Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And then there are so many other pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, where Lord Chaitanya then asked Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur to form a team together and go out and preach. Suno, suno, Nityananda, suno, Haridas, sarvatra amaragya, koroho prakash, prati ghore ghore gya, koro ei bhikha, bolo Krishna, bhojo Krishna, koro Krishna shikha. Listen, Nityananda, listen, Haridas, sarvatra amar agya koroho prakash, everywhere, go and spread this. What should you spread? Prati ghore ghore giya koro ei bhikha. Go door to door, knock on everyone's door, and koro ei bhikha, beg them. Not instruct them, not ask them, beg them. Koro ei bhikha. Bhikha means beg them. What to beg? Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, koro Krishna shikha. Tell them with humility that please chant Krishna's holy names. Worship Krishna. Tell others about Krishna. This is what Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, and Avadhut Shiromani Nityananda Prabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Servitor Personality of Godhead, is coming and telling door to door. When we go for door to door book distribution, door to door preaching, we are following the footsteps of Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda without any discrimination. Please chant Krishna's name. And how to chant Krishna's name is what they actually taught him. We chant Krishna's name with humility. We approach the holy name begging that I do not have the qualification to chant. I do not have the qualification to even receive your mercy. But I have no other course. I am helplessly dependent upon you. O Hare, O Radhe, I am helplessly dependent upon you. Please, I beg you to grant me the service attitude. Grant me some service so I can please you. I don't deserve to get that service attitude. I am an arrogant person, but only you can award me that. I beg you, please. O Krishna, I beg you, please attract me, attract my heart, attract my mind, so that I don't become attracted to any other thing in this world and just be attracted to you. Please grant me the taste for chanting your holy names. I don't deserve that taste because I have left you. I turned my back against you and came to this material world. And so I don't deserve to come back to you. But I'm completely dependent on you helplessly. Please accept me. Please attract my heart. Now I've come back to my senses. I feel guilty about it. And when we chant with these feelings, then our mind will automatically be attracted to chanting the holy names. Many times devotees would ask, when I chant, how do I control my mind? Srila Prabhupada would say, well, it's your chanting, your hearing, your feeling. Where is the question of mind? You're praying. Where is the question of mind? And everyone would be confused. But the whole point of chanting is to focus our mind on the chanting. But Prabhupada would say, where is the question of mind? Because the point is, while chanting, we should feel the emotions, not think the emotions. The mind is the storehouse of all thoughts. We don't have to worry about thoughts. And if we are actually immersed, absorbed in these feelings of prayer, prayer is a feeling. Praying is a feeling. Vandanam, that's a feeling. We may not have the feeling of pure love of God, but whatever emotion we may have, be it the emotion of feeling guilty, of regret, that we have left Krishna and come to this material world, but now I want to go back. If we have the feeling of gratefulness, that I don't deserve it, but still you have come and you're giving this holy name, giving yourself to me in the form of this holy name. When we feel these feelings, even if we are not feeling pure love, if we try to absorb ourselves into the feeling of gratefulness and helpless dependence and begging, then our mind will automatically be absorbed in chanting the holy names. As soon as we come out of these feelings, our thoughts overpower us. But if we are immersed in these feelings while we are chanting in a emotion of prayer, emotions can overpower thoughts. When we go to watch a movie, when we go into the theater, the lights are closed, we are focused on the screen, and then we are immersed in the emotions that the movie is drawing out from us. And when we are absorbed in this way, none of the other thoughts disturb us. Whatever else is going on in our life does not disturb us. Why? Because we are immersed in the emotions that movie is bringing out in us. That's why people say, I'm just too stressed out with my thoughts and with my life. Let's go watch a movie. To take a break from material, from their miserable life, they try to escape into the illusory reality, illusion of this movie, because it draws out emotions, and they're able to do that because their emotions are overpowering the thoughts. If we can do the same exact thing while we are chanting, just suspend our life, whatever good, whatever bad, whatever devastating is happening in our life, we just suspend it and enter into this movie theater within our mind, into this cave within our heart. And we tell our mind, mind, you're not allowed in here. I am in a cave where it's just me, my gurus, and Srila Prabhupada, and the holy names. That's all that are there. And we are all focusing, begging, and crying helplessly, with gratefulness, with humility, with all these emotions, drawing out and begging the holy names to reveal to us how to please you and to accept us. Build a relationship with the holy names. When we are acting at that platform to build a relationship with emotions, automatically we will be immersed into the chanting of the holy names. And then the holy names can come and actually do what they have come to do, to break open the treasure house within our heart of love of God. This is what Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya have come to give. All we have to do is just absorb ourselves in humility to accept it gratefully. Because this is what is Krishna's, this is Krishna's unfulfilled desire. Krishna has all his desires fulfilled. Just by desiring something, his desire gets fulfilled. But there is one unfulfilled desire that he has. And that unfulfilled desire is the desire to get our hearts. He does not have our hearts yet. Of all the conditioned souls in the material world, he is missing us. And that's why chanting of the holy name, Hari Nam, is the greatest jewel in the treasure house of Krishna. And it is the greatest jewel for us. It's the greatest jewel for Krishna because he misses us and he wants our heart. And it is the greatest jewel in for us because then we can have a relationship with Krishna. This is what Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda have come to give. Later, Lord Nityananda had several pastimes with Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and came to Jagannath Puri, Lord Nityananda said, I go wherever you go, and I will go to Jagannath Puri with you. And one time when they were walking around and doing some parikrama, Lord Nityananda did not like that Lord Chaitanya has a dry danda, because Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas under the Bharati Sampradaya. He had one danda, and Lord Nityananda took it, and because he is avadhuta, he doesn't care about the principles of this material world. He broke the sannyas danda into three pieces and gave it back to Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya said, what did you just do? This is my sannyas danda given by my Guru Maharaj. He said, yeah, this is too dry. I don't like it. So I broke it. And Lord Chaitanya understood the love of Lord Nityananda. He also understood that Lord Nityananda is instructing all of us one more thing, that the eight danda is for sannyasi, Mayavadi sannyasi, who says, I'm one. But for Vaishnavas, we have three danda. That's why he broke it into three places, so that Lord Chaitanya can be a three-dandi sannyasi. He can have three dandas. The three dandas indicate that by my body, mind, and words, I have dedicated myself in the service of Sri Krishna. That's why Mayavadi sannyasis, they have one danda, but Vaishnava sannyasis, they have a danda, and on top, there are three dandas, three pieces that are there, which is what Lord Nityananda started, and he indicated for Vaishnava sannyasi. And then, of course, there is the famous pastime of Jagai and Madhai, when Haridas Thakur and Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu used to go to each and every place. Prati ghore ghore giya koro ei bhika. They went everywhere, and one time they came to meet two brothers, Jagai and Madhai, who were so sinful. There was no sinful activity that they had not done. And so they came to Jagai and Madhai. Jagai and Madhai were completely intoxicated. They were fighting with each other. And Nityananda Prabhu went straight to them. And Haridas Thakur was a little apprehensive that maybe we should not approach them. And Nityananda Prabhu, no, I will approach them. And they said, he said, please, please, bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, karo Krishna shikha. And Jagai and Madhai, they were intoxicated, fighting with each other. And they looked at Nityananda Prabhu, what? And they started running behind Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur to beat them. And Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur ran away completely. And then they came to Lord Chaitanya. And Haridas Thakur said, I'm not going with Nityananda Prabhu again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why? What's wrong? He said, no, this Nityananda Prabhu, he always puts me in trouble. He goes and does avadhuta things with different people, and then all of them run after me. And Lord Chaitanya laughed, and Nityananda Prabhu also laughed. But then Haridas Thakur was so attached to Lord Nityananda, he would go again. And this time again, they went to Jagai and Madhai. And Jagai and Madhai were again intoxicated. They again, at that time, when Lord Nityananda went to beg to them to please, Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Madhai, he took a pot and threw at Lord Nityananda, broke the pot on Lord Nityananda's head, and there was blood that was streaming down Lord Nityananda's head. When Lord Chaitanya came to know about this, he immediately appeared there and he became so angry. The most merciful, the most munificent incarnation of the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who forgives everyone, does not see any qualification, he became so angry that he wanted to kill Jagai Madhai right there. And he manifested his chakra. Seeing his chakra, Nitai, with blood streaming down his head, immediately caught hold of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and said, no, no, please, please don't do this. You have come here not to destroy people's bodies, but to destroy the anarthas in people's hearts. Please, if you feel that a sinful person should be killed, then you'll have to kill everyone in this entire world. Because in Kali Yuga, everyone is sinful. But you have come here to destroy the sinful propensity in the people. And look, when Madhai was hitting, Jagai tried to stop Madhai. Look at that. Jagai is so auspicious. Hearing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calmed down. And it said, Marakhe Premadai Doyal Tonai Hai. Who is that incarnation who gets hit on the head and gives love of God? Praise to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, give them love of God. This is Nitai. No other incarnation, every incarnation has a weapon and they retaliate. But Nityananda Prabhu, when he was hit, instead of retaliating, he gave them love of God. Who else of an incarnation can give this? This kind of a mood, merciful mood. Marakhe premadai toyal tonai hai. No one is as dayalu as Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And on the insistence of Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will forgive Jagai, but I cannot forgive Madhai, because Madhai has hit my devotee. Lord Chaitanya can forgive sinful activity and sinful persons, but he cannot forgive offenses against his devotees. But Nityananda Prabhu said, no, I forgive him. And based on that, based on Nityananda Prabhu's recommendation and insistence, Madhai's heart completely, Jagai and Madhai, both of their heart melted. And they begged for forgiveness. And at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his arms and he absorbed all the sinful reactions that were due to Jagai and Madhai. And up there, in the Yamaloka, down, it's not down, up there, it's actually down in the Pataloka. With the Yamaloka, there is Chitragupta who is keeping a record, an account of all our sinful activities and good activities. And his department was running overtime, just keeping a record of the sinful activities and the reactions that Jagai and Madhai were supposed to get. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu absorbed all their sinful reactions. And all of the books of Chitragupta and his servitors were completely wiped out and clean on account of Jagai and Madhai. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body, for a moment, which was so golden, molten gold, became black. Just for a moment, it became black. And then he resumed his form in molten gold and absorbed all the sinful reactions of Jagai and Madhai. And later, Jagai and Madhai became great devotees. They regretted what of their previous life, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced them to spread the holy names. And Madhai later actually made a ghat called Madhai Ghat, where he made a ghat near Ganges to facilitate people to come, devotees to come and take bath in the Ganges, and whenever people would come, devotees would come to take bath in the Ganges, he would personally stand there and beg forgiveness from them and pay obeisances to them and say, I'm very, very sinful. I might have offended you in previously. Please forgive me. And this ghat is famous as Madhai ghat. So with this mood, we must chant the holy names and Krishna will definitely reveal it to us and accept us. With this mood of humility, we must take shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra sushitala. So with this small anecdote, I'd like to end the class here, where the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it says, is koti chandra sushitala, is so soothing, like thousands and millions of moons. And so there is a description, both the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda have a total of 20 signs, 10 on one lotus feet and 10 on the other lotus feet. And each of these signs, they mean something. The sign in the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So we'll end today with a meditation on the signs and the symbols that are there on the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The first symbol is the symbol of a conch, which means a shankha or conch, which indicates fearlessness. When a conch is blown, shankha is blown, it removes all the inauspiciousness. So Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, it removes all inauspiciousness. It gives us fearlessness. Even the shankha is offered in the aarti ceremony after the fire is offered, after the deep is offered, the fire is offered, water is offered in the shankha. So the shankha indicates that just like it cools the Lord after we offer the aarti of fire, similarly it cools the blazing fire of distress within our heart. The next is the sign of a lotus or kamala, which indicates that Lakshmi Devi resides in the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And it's as his lotus feet are as soft as lotus petals, full of nectar. When a bumblebee goes everywhere, but when it comes to the lotus, the nectar of the lotus just captures the bumblebee. Similarly, our heart may go so many different places to find pleasure, but when we take shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, we are completely attracted by that nectar of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. The next one is calves, is the cow hoof. The hoof print of a calf is there, one of the symbols of Lord Nityananda, which is also called Gopada, which means that the entire material existence becomes like a calf's hoof print. The entire big material existence becomes really small, so we can cross over it easily. Another sign is Vajra, which means thunderbolt. And this thunderbolt is indicated that with this thunderbolt, it can smash the mountain of sins to pieces if we take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Another is Matsya, which is fish symbol, which means that devotees, just like a fish cannot live without water, devotees cannot live without the nectarian, taking shelter of the nectarian lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The Matsya, the fish, cannot stay where it is dry. It can only stay in wet places where there is water. Similarly, Lord Nityananda's lotus feet cannot manifest in a heart which is dry. It must have emotions and it must have purity. It must have emotional love of God. Then Lord Nityananda's lotus feet will reside there. Another symbol is Hala, which is plow, which is Lord Balaram's symbol, the plow, which indicates that the plow is used to make the land fertile so that seeds can be sown. Similarly, Lord Nityananda's plow makes our heart fertile. It flows through the field of our heart and makes it fertile to sow the seed of devotional service. Another symbol that's there is that of umbrella, which is chhatra. It indicates that it's Lord Nityananda's lotus feet will save us from the rainfall of miseries in this material world, just like an umbrella saves us from the rainfall. It is also indicated when there is no rainfall, it is used by the Maharajas to save themselves from the sun. Similarly, from the scorching heat of material existence, it can save us. Another is Jambu Phala. Which means the rose apple fruits. The jambu phal is another fruit, and this indicates that Lord Nityananda's lotus feet is worshipable by all the residents of Jambu Dweep, like jambu phala. Another symbol is that of Ambara, which is sky. Just like the sky is all pervading, Lord Nityananda's mercy through his lotus feet is all pervading, and ever accessible. We just need to be in a mood of humility to be able to access it. Dhanu or bow, the bow and arrow, which indicates that it makes us free from all the worries. Another symbol is gada or club. This gada is used to chastise the elephant of sinful lust. Through gada, when you hit an elephant with a gada, on his head, the elephant collapses. So this elephant of lust can collapse by taking shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. The next symbol is that of Ardhachandra. Ardhachandra is half moon. Half moon symbol indicates, just like Lord Shiva has half moon on his head, it is indicative of Lord Shiva taking the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda on his head. And if we take the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda on our head, then we can have the same qualities like Lord Shiva. Not in the same quantity, but definitely we can have these qualities of compassion and forgiveness, and we can become a Vaishnava like Lord Shiva. Another is Ankusha, which is called as the gourd, which is used to tame the elephants. And similarly, Lord Nityananda's lotus feet can tame our uncontrolled mind, just like it tames mad elephants. The worst, the most dangerous creature in this world is not a lion or a tiger. It's a mad elephant. A sober elephant is very sober, but a mad elephant, it can even destroy the lions and tigers. This shakti or the spear indicates that it can slash our entanglements and difficulties. Another symbol is disc, which is the chakra, which destroys the six enemies, the shadripus of kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mad, matsarya, of lust, anger, pride, greed, attachments, and envy. Next symbol is of pushpa, which is flower. Just like the flower's fragrance spreads everywhere, Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, the glories of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, is spread everywhere. The next is Vedi, or altar, the sacrificial altar, so that we can sacrifice our sins on that sacrificial altar. The next is Kalash, or pitcher. This is so that we can drink the nectar from this Kalasha of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. And finally, the 20th one is Valli, or creeper. Just like a creeper, it holds an ascending plant and ascends up. Similarly, those who are very fortunate, they hold Lord Nityananda's lotus feet and ascend upwards in their spiritual life. So with this meditation on Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, we pray to Lord Nityananda to please award us the strength, the spiritual strength, Balaram, the spiritual strength to surrender to Him with faith, with humility, with tolerance, be able to follow Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, in our life, which can allow us to accept and receive Lord Nityananda's mercy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. It has been a little bit longer, but if there is time for questions or comments, we can take that. But if not, we can discuss this later.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Thank you so much, Guruji, for the beautiful, wonderful pastimes of Lord Nityananda and beautiful meditation on the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So thank you so much, Guruji, for beautiful class. So I will request devotees, if they have any question or comments for Prabhuji, they can ask.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for the nice class. Nice explanation about the Nityananda's glories. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanvat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Very wonderful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
So my question is that, Prabhu, how much, what is the difference of age between Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu?
It's 12 years. Nityananda Prabhu appeared in 1474 and Lord Chaitanya appeared in 1486.
Okay. And so means in Treta Yuga, he was from the childhood, he was the old, younger brother as a Lakshman, and then Balram as a older brother. So, but in this pastime, we don't see them together in the childhood. So what is the Leela behind it?
Yeah, well, they appeared in the same area. Of course, Eka Chakra is about 7 hours drive, or from Navadvip. But they are considered as friend and brothers. After Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda met, after that they were inseparable. They were always together. They were considered as brothers only, and they themselves understood that they are brothers. In Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya's pastime, of course, in Lakshmana's pastime, Lakshman said that to Lord Rama, that every time I have to follow your instructions, even though I sometimes don't agree with your instructions because you tell me to go away from you and I just have to follow it, even though my heart doesn't allow me. So in the next incarnation, I want to come as your elder brother so I can instruct you and you have to follow. So that's how he came as Balaram. And the same Balaram came as Nityananda Prabhu. And the same Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They did not come from the womb of the same mother. They did not appear from womb, but yeah, they didn't appear in the same house. But in Lord Chaitanya had an elder brother. His name was Vishvambhar. Vishwarupa. Vishvambhar was name of Lord Chaitanya, and Vishwarupa was his elder brother. And Vishwarupa is also considered to be an incarnation of Balaram. So in that sense, Krishna and Balaram came in the same house. But Lord Nityananda, who is Balaram himself, not just an incarnation, he appeared separately and then they came together. Their mission was the same. After that, they were considered as brother, because all of Lord Chaitanya's associates, they appeared in different parts and they met together later during the Sankirtan mission, because they appeared to deliver people in their respective areas. When Krishna and Balaram came, they came just to exhibit their pastimes. But when Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Thakur, all of them came, they came for a mission to spread the mission, distribute the holy names. So they did not appear in the same house or in the same area. They appeared in different areas so that they can, from there, spread the mission. That was the main purpose of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And if you see the six Goswamis who further assisted Lord Chaitanya, they came in Bangladesh. They appeared in the area of Bangladesh. And so their whole idea was to spread. Similarly, with Srila Prabhupada, if we see, Srila Prabhupada, when he came at the age of 69 in America, it is actually a miracle how in just 12 years he was able to transform Westerners into pure devotees of Krishna and then train them and then spread it all over the world. This cannot happen unless the associates of the Lord are personally involved in this. So it is said that when Srila Prabhupada appeared in India, when it was time for him to come to the West, Lord Chaitanya sent others of his associates to take birth in the Western world, so that when Srila Prabhupada comes, these other associates of Lord Chaitanya in the Western world can come to Srila Prabhupada to assist him. This is a divine leela. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya appeared in Navadvip, but all his associates appeared in different parts of Bengal and Bangladesh, so that at one point they can come together and spread it, but they also have influence in other places. When Lord Chaitanya asked Lord Nityananda to go back from Jagannath Puri and start preaching in Bengal, he went and started preaching in Bengal, but then his base was Ekachakra. He made Ekachakra as his base until he got married to Suryadas Sarkhela's two daughters, Janava and Vasudha, and both Matajis. And after that, he migrated to Kardaha. So all these different places they went and preached. And just to facilitate that, they appeared in different places rather than in the same house.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice explanation. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Can I just follow up on that answer? So,
yes, sure. Sure, Mataji.
Yeah, so I understand that although they were not coming from the same house, they were considered brothers because Lord Chaitanya, you know, felt so close to Lord Nityananda. But he also felt so close to, you know, so many of his associates were so dear to his heart. So, and, you know, and they also were very keen on assisting him in his mission. So I'm not so clear on what really distinguishes Lord Nityananda from those others, because it seemed like they could have all been considered brothers, you know, his very near and dear associates. So I'm not really so sure what distinguished Lord Nityananda, why he got the appellation of brother, whereas the others did not.
Well, thank you for the question. If we go to Krishna and Balaram's pastimes, before coming to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda's pastimes, all of the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna were very dear to Krishna. But Balaram is the first incarnation of Krishna, first expansion of Krishna. And it is said that there is no difference practically between Krishna and Balaram except their color and their mood. Krishna's color is Shyama, Megha Shyama, and Balaram's color is white, like a white lotus. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Balaram is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a servitor. He is the servitor Supreme Personality of Godhead. Other than that, there is no difference between the potencies of Krishna and potencies of Balaram. So Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. He expands as the spiritual world. All the spiritual things that we have, the Mridanga, the Arti paraphernalia, the temple hall, all of these things are expansions of Balaram. Including Balaram is there in every rasa with Krishna, including the Madhurya Ras, where Balaram is as Ananda Manjari. So Balaram is, every cowherd boy is very dear to Krishna's heart, but Balaram is special because he is like the first expansion, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and is everywhere in all the pastimes of Krishna. Now, the same Krishna is Lord Chaitanya and same Balaram is Nityananda Prabhu. So in that sense, whatever is the position of Balaram with Krishna is the same position of Nityananda Prabhu with Lord Chaitanya. Sridham, who we heard, is Abhiram Thakur. He is also very dear to Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Nityananda is much, much more dear because he is Balaram himself, the first expansion of Krishna. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it's helpful. Thank you. Actually, you remind me of another question I had concerning Abhiram Thakur. So, Sridham is Radharani's sister, isn't it?
Yes. Radharani's
brother. So it's the same. I mean, not sister, brother. So it's the same Radharani's brother that is Abhiram Thakur. No?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. Okay, last thing is, I had a few questions because I was feverishly trying to write down all the symbols and their meanings as you were speaking. And so there was just a few that I missed and a few that I didn't understand so well. Like when you were, even just the second one, the lotus, I think you said that it symbolizes Lakshmi Devi.
Yes, because Lakshmi Devi appeared from a lotus during the churning of the ocean.
Oh.
And so if you see Lakshmi Devi, she's always seated on a lotus and she has lotus in her hands. So this lotus on Lord Nityananda's feet symbolizes that Lakshmi Devi resides there. Opulence resides there. And also, just like lotus petals, it's very soft. Just like lotus is in the mud but is above the mud, similarly, Lord Nityananda's lotus feet may be in the material world, but they are actually transcendental to this material world. So there are many things that it signifies, the lotus on Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. That's why it's called lotus feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many things. That's why I wasn't able to follow. Okay, and there was also the rose apple. Can you explain again what the rose apple signifies?
The rose apple in Sanskrit is called Jambufala.
Mm-hmm.
Jambufal. And this entire material world is known as Jambudvipa, according to Vedic cosmology. If you see in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the entire cosmos is described as the Jambudvipa, because it is in the shape of this Jambu fruit, Jambu phala. And so this symbol of Jambu phala or rose apple indicates that this lotus feet is worshipable by all the residents of Jambudvipa, which is the cosmos.
Okay. Yeah, another one that I didn't catch was the bow and arrow.
Okay, so there is it's actually the symbol is only of the bow, not the arrow.
Mm-hmm.
The symbol is just of the bow that's there. It means that it is there to protect us from all our worries. Like a bow is used to, you know, for protection. Bow and arrow.
Is
so,
it?
Yeah.
Bow by itself is used for protection?
Well, in today's day and age, it's used as a sport. But in the earlier ages, like Arjuna, he had his Gandiva bow. And with that, he fought and protected the citizens.
But what use is a bow without its arrow?
Bow indicates it has arrow also, but the symbol on Lord Nityananda's lotus feet has just a bow.
Oh.
It indicates that this bow, when it is used with the arrow, it'll protect. I mean, the bow is the symbol of protection from all the worries that may come to us.
Okay. Okay, now with the half moon, you know, we're supposed to be reminded of the fact that Shiva has the half moon on his head,
right.
and Shiva takes shelter of Lord Vishnu, so it's like he carries Lord Vishnu on his head, right?
Yeah, like Lord Nityananda specifically, because Lord Nityananda has the half moon on his lotus feet. So Lord Shiva is accepting the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda on his head. And if we do the same, if we also accept Lord shelter of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, we will also become a Vaishnava like Lord Shiva.
Also, when we see the half moon on Shiva's head, he does that as a way of symbolizing the fact that he's taking shelter of Lord Nityananda, because Lord Nityananda has the half moon on his feet?
Yes, that is one of the internal reasons of why Lord Shiva holds it.
Okay.
There are many reasons why Lord Shiva holds the half moon, but this is one of the reasons, one of the internal reasons.
Okay, now the spear, it smashes our difficulties. And then that was number 14. Number 15 was what?
After the spear is the chakra, or disc, which destroys the six enemies of lust, pride, greed, anger, attachment, envy. And the disc, the chakra of the Lord, the Sudarshan Chakra, for example, is very effulgent. And that brilliance of the chakra dispels all the darkness within the heart. So that's another symbol, another meaning of that symbol. That if we accept Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, the chakra will dispel the darkness.
Okay. And the flower pushpa was a fragrance, you know, that pervades everywhere. Similarly, Nitai's mercy spread everywhere.
Right. Also, the pushpa says, you know, when a plant has flowers, then it indicates that fruits are about to come. Because first the flowers come, then fruits immediately come.
Mm-hmm.
So this flower indicates that if we take the shelter of this flower, of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, then all the fruits of devotional service will be awarded soon. The fruit of love of God will be awarded soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's another meaning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and 18 and 19, I missed those two.
The Vedi, which is called the sacrificial altar, it says the sins are burned up on the altar of sacrifice.
Oh, wait, and I thought that was 17. So then what is 17?
Okay, so 18 is Kalasha, which is pitcher. So
pitcher?
That we, yeah, like a Kalash, you know,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Pot.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, it indicates that it has nectar in it, and we can get the nectar of love of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then 19 is the next is Valli, which is creeper.
Oh, wait, I thought that was 20. Creeper was 20, no?
Yeah. So Pushpa, Vedi, Kalasha, Valli. That's 17, 18, 19, 20. Pushpa, Vedi, Kalasha,
Valli. Wait. 16 is Pushpa. 17.
No, I think that you missed one in between somewhere.
Oh.
If you want, I can post it in the group.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, sure.
That would be great. Right. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your explanation.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any more questions or comments? Hare Krishna.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Prabhu. If no one has any question, then we can end here.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. Very wonderful.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Wonderful class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Achi Advaita, Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam. Prabhuji, there's so much potency in your class that we feel that sitting in Shri Radha Gopinath and Maharaj is given a class. We are not qualified to feel the Leelas, but one by one Leela are passing, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam to your Shiva, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. If Mataji is sitting near you, can you please sing any bhajana, whatever you like, Prabhuji, and give your association regularly, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. I'm glad that you feel like that, but I really don't deserve that. You know, Guru Maharaj is Guru Maharaj, and I'm nowhere near that. So, but yeah, we are all trying to follow the example and instructions of Srila Prabhupada and their disciples. Thank you, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji, can you please sing one bhajana for all of us? Or Mataji is sitting, Mataji will sing?
No, Prabhuji can sing.
I can sing, but I'm just concerned about all of your time. I think it's a little late, so it depends on what the organizers want me to do.
You can sing, Prabhuji.
Okay, I can sing Akarodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai.
Jai Jai Nityananda.
अकरोथ परमानन्द नित्यानन्द राय अकरोथ परमानन्द नित्यानन्द राय अभिमान शून निताय नगरे बेराय अभिमान शून निताय नगरे बेराय अधम पतित जीवेरा द्वारे द्वारे दिया हरि नाम महामंत्र दिच्छे न मिलाइया जारे देख जारे कहे दंते त्रिनाधारी अमर चीनिया लह बल गौरहारी एत बी नित्यानंद घूमे गरी जाय सोनार पर्वत जेने भूलाते जोता हेनो अवतारे जर प्रतिना जन्मिलो लोचन बोले से पापी हेलो आर गेलो अकरोध परमानंद नित्यानंद राय अकरोध परमानंद नित्यानंद राय अभिमान शून्य निता जितरे बेरा अभिमान शून्य निता नगर बेरा जय नित्यानंद ठाकुर महाशय की
जय थैंक यू प्रभुजी जय अद्वैत सिंह प्रभु जी की जय
जय
कृष्ण
तो वी कैन एंड हियर सो थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी वन शाम कल कर विश्व के पास चंद्र एक पति का नाम
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण दंडवत प्रणाम माता जी प्रभु जी हरि बोल